It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Can I get a hell yeah? I want an amen. Our book is printing. Woo! So, this is Mike Wills from the Mike Wills Podcast. Wow, I'm totally screwing my intro. And this is the Dog Days of Podcasting edition for August 24th, 2018. Today is printing day for our budget book, and it is printing 1,000 pages. Two books. Split between two books. So not quite so bad. Yeah, that's a huge MF-er. So we, what we produce every year. Yeah. in some respects, I feel like I kind of understand how like a Scott Sigler would feel, especially self-publishing a book, rocking through it, make sure everything looks good. You know the manuscript is good, but you still have a few little things that you need to tweak. And so you page through it, make sure it looks good, and your I's are dotted, your T's are crossed. I'm guessing they usually have more than about 10 minutes to do that. Thankfully, this is only the preliminary. So, you can kind of throw out the, we'll get that fixed in the final kind of a scenario. So, that's the, that is my thing during this time of the year is the budget book and all of the supplemental stuff that comes with it. It's that weight, I'm sure everyone's had this experience at some point in time at work. You get the stress built up. You're in go get it mode. As soon as you're done, you just just relax. Because you know you've done it. So, yeah, that's my thing. That's my jam this last week. So let's stop rambling here. And so in between kind of waiting for a lot of stuff, I've been kind of watching Hurricane Lane as it very slowly approaches Hawaii. It looks like from everything I've been seeing, at least the wind core, if that's the right terminology, won't be actually hitting any of the islands. So that's a good thing. You're not going to have the massive wind damages. Unfortunately, there is a lot of water. And because it's moving so slow, they're getting dumped on. I heard in the news this morning reports of upwards of 20 inches. Last I looked on radar, I think last night, I seen 15 recorded, radar indicated for what I was looking at. That's a slow monster. So they are predicting that I believe pretty soon it should be rotating to the west. I wish I understood how that kind of stuff works, but I find it interesting they have it turn almost 90 degrees away from, I don't know all those islands out there, away from the islands. And then it would go a short distance, and then it would kind of go back northwest again. I don't get those dynamics of how that works. Obviously, there's a lot of air masses and different things pulling and pushing on the storm in order to do that. But it looks like wind-wise, Hawaii will be spared, which is a good thing. The water is sometimes worse, they still have that to deal with, and so, I hope everyone there comes out decent, I guess. Weather here, it looks like it's going to be rainy for all weekend. At least a bunch of different storms coming. Not severe storms, but just storms coming through. And then Monday, we're going up to the state fair. And I don't go every year to that. It's interesting to some degree, but it's not that interesting that I'd want to go every year and see the same stuff every time. Pretty much you go every few years and you've seen everything every time. We don't necessarily... There's a lot of people that go to state fair. They're like, okay, I'm going to eat this, I'm going to eat this, I'm going to eat this. I can't eat that much. I don't know what other people do, but... So we'll probably get some Aunt Martha's cookies that are really, really good. And maybe get one bucket share. We'll get a few different things, either share, because I'm going with the in-laws, so we'll have a bigger group to kind of distribute and share with and help keep the kids occupied. Then we turn around and we got to get back in town before soccer practice Monday evening. First practice of fall season. We got four practices and then they got the game. Or more likely, I got three practices and then I got to go for my leadership training. I'll probably talk about that in another episode. Kind of, sort of, what that's all about. So it's just a sigh of relief. Now I'm going home for lunch here, grab a bite to eat, and then head back to work and finish up the book. So I'm gonna sign off here, and just as always, watch the skies and stay weather aware. Bye.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.